was 15 years ago that the infamous dot-com bubble burst, sending the Nasdaq down more than 75% when it hit bottom. This afternoon, the Nasdaq finally recovered. For the first time, it surpassed its old record high from back during the dot-com craze. Today's new record close was 5,056. So, does that mean we're headed back to technology stock bubble territory? NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Back in March of 2000, everybody was talking about the stock market, in hair salons and pop songs. TV sets everywhere were tuned into financial shows like this one called Capitalist Pig on WFLD in Chicago.
The Nasdaq, do not stare into this index. It is white hot. Palm went public last week and gained over 150% on its first day. CD-ROM and your worldwideweb.com
is the dime. Make your hustle official. The Nasdaq's old record peak was 5048, and among people in the investing world, Nasdaq 5000 became symbolic. Saying Nasdaq 5000 was sort of like saying, what were we thinking? That was insane.
It has become a metaphor for overvaluation, excess, bubbles in the stock market.
That's David Kotak with Cumberland Advisors.
This time, things are very different.
Okay, we all know the dot-com startups were way overvalued, but Kotak says that was just part of it. He says there were also solid, profitable companies in the Nasdaq index, like Microsoft and Cisco, but just those two companies taken together were valued at $1 trillion based on their stock price. Kotak says that was 100 times their earnings.
That's outrageous. The price of the stock was out of sight. So to own it was to own a bubble ready to explode.
But Kotak says today, Microsoft and Cisco's valuations are rational. Meanwhile, different companies have joined the index, such as Google, and then there's the wild success of Apple with the iPhone. Russ Kostrich is the chief investment strategist at BlackRock. That's the largest asset management company in the world. He says many of these companies are doing really well, and that's what's pushing up the Nasdaq this time.
We have seen their earnings continue to grow, so now the valuation just makes much more sense.
Kostrich says that doesn't mean that the stock prices of all the companies in the Nasdaq make sense.
There are pockets of the market that look very frothy. Some of the social media companies, some of the small cap biotech.
On the other hand, Kostrich says some of the more mature information technology companies, he thinks their stocks could keep marching higher. Still, other experts disagree and think that the Nasdaq and markets as a whole could be due for at least a bit of a tumble sometime soon.
I myself have been selling stocks and raising cash because I think I might be able to buy a lot of these stocks at lower prices, say 6 months or a year from now.
That's Richard Silla, a financial markets professor at NYU's Stern School of Business.
Well, on some of the metrics, you know, our markets as a whole, they are as high as any time except 1929 and 1999 and 2007. You know, 1929 was not a good year to buy stocks.
So, as usual, there's sharp disagreement about where the stock market's headed, and that's why many experts say that most people should set up a well-diversified set of index funds with low fees, keep adding to it out of every paycheck, and leave it alone. And if you do that, over the long term, it doesn't really matter, they say, what the stock market does this week or this year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.